Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Fresh Ball Fall. It's the season of pumpkin spice and making sure your crotch looks nice. That means sipping cider in the fall breeze and using Manscaped products to trim your balls with ease. That's right, today's show is brought to you by Manscaped, a company that's here to make sure your foliage isn't the only thing shedding its excess leaves. Even Mother Nature knows it's time to lose the excess clutter for the fall. So join over 6 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. You can all do that by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping using my promo code Bubba. Whether you're brand new or you're already with us at the Manscaped World, you could use the crown jewel of care for your family jewels, and that's the Platinum Package 4.0. In addition to shaving, you can now completely upgrade your shower routine with the Ultra Premium Body Wash and Ultra Premium 2-in-1 Shampoo and conditioner. You'll have your skin and hair feeling hydrated and smelling fresh. Go to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with my code Bubba. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com when you use my promo code Bubba. Manscaped, clear out the leaves. It's your tree trunks time to shine. Manscaped.com, promo code Bubba.
Hello, everybody.
There's a random call on the hotline.
Oh, let's take it.
Yes.
Hello.
Oh, it's a fax.
Fucking fax machine. Hello, everybody. Starting the second show of the day, our uncensored show, which is sometimes naughty.
Yeah.
Sometimes not, though. But you know, I don't think that you sometimes catch us at our best either.
What?
Well, just because like we've already done a show and we're exhausted.
And are
a lot
you
of
tired?
People a lot of people don't understand. Like, oh, how can you be exhausted from just doing a show?
Sometimes when you like you get to that point of getting shot out and everything's just funny and you start like just letting things
at the
fly.
Giggles.
That's sometimes that's good too.
Yeah, sometimes you're so tired that you just start being reckless.
Yeah, you just don't care.
And then That ends up being kind of cool. Now, can we make any or Rhett, is there any money in the short business?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
All right, so we can do good on shorts.
Oh yep. Yeah.
Oh, they, I got a couple good ones here too.
They just recently fixed the monetization. That was something they were trying to work out for like a year.
Right.
And it seemingly with their latest update, they've been updating a lot of stuff on YouTube. They figured it out. So we got one going up today.
Yeah, Hogan. What people don't know about Vince McMahon?
Yes.
Oh, that's just the title and alone in itself. Right?
You got a couple more in the like working
in the hopper.
Right now. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You know the Brutus story, that one.
The Brutus. Oh, where
Linda's parents?
Linda.
You know?
Linda yeah. thought that
mm-hmm.
she went downstairs.
Yep.
Right.
And saw like him Elliot doing Hoffman. It.
Yep.
He told that story on the air.
Sure did.
Yeah.
Also, when maybe a Hollywood guy was, you know.
Yeah. Did we? Oh yeah, we got that story.
Yep.
Did we ever have a story where Linda thought him and I were gay? Yeah, I think he told that story a few times, that Linda swore we were,
yeah,
him and I were gay.
Yeah, he kind of talked about it a little bit during that.
Were we gay?
Yeah.
No, but I wish we would have been.
That would have been a better story.
Yeah.
You think you'd be able to walk?
who's saying I got to be the taker?
Oh,
you would be the giver?
Maybe.
Oh.
Maybe.
In that case, then let it eat.
That's a little step stool.
I'd have to have a little step still.
You got one.
The mayor.
Yeah, so you just got one from Is that why you bought that from Amazon?
Yeah, so I can start fucking hooting the ass.
Jesus.
I'd have to be the giver because I couldn't take that. I mean,
he had
a pretty big, you know.
Oh, and there's another one, too, with the 25th anniversary of the Montreal Screwjob, what Holly Hogan thought about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, for
that
real?
Yeah, I found that one last
now,
night.
Now, when is the 25th anniversary of that?
I believe it's, what? The WrestleMania, right?
Hey, Alexa, What's the 25th anniversary of the Montreal Screwjob?
From personalizationmail.com. The 25th anniversary is known as the Silver Anniversary, representing the value of a long-lasting marriage. Did that answer your question?
No. November 9th, 1997.
Thanks for your feedback.
So that's going to happen any day now.
In 6 days.
Yeah, so we need to have that ready to go. That needs to be fucking exactly what you work on.
Yeah, I found Hogan, that last night.
Hogan's opinion on the Montreal screw job on its 25th anniversary. You know what to say. Yeah, you and fucking Rhett have got, you know what? You went from not knowing what the fuck you're doing to really knowing what you're doing.
And trust me, that he doesn't take a popular opinion, so.
Oh, he doesn't?
No, he does not.
He does not. What? What do we watch?
Have you watched that 4 or 5 hour Why I Hate Hulk Hogan video?
Yeah, I have. With that English guy?
Yeah.
It's 4 or 5 hours?
It's
There's like a bunch of parts on it.
Another call on the hotline. It's a different number, too.
Hello? You cock.
Totally different area code and everything.
I was actually listening to that yesterday in the rain.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, I was on like part 3 or whatever.
Now,
it basically says all the stories he told were just fucking full of shit.
But meanwhile, we have some of those stories.
Yep. Yeah.
Don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, listen. You know what? You and Rhett and Blitz have got this. Just make sure you get it over to Anna too. She needs the fucking ponies.
Yep.
Did you guys see your paychecks yesterday?
Yeah. Thank you very much. Today.
Was it a little bit more than it usually is?
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
No thanks needed. I just want to make sure. Like, was it a noticeable couple hundred bucks? I mean, you know.
Yes, thank you. Well, what Blitz was saying about that guy that has his YouTube, he gets a good amount of views. That's what I was listening for, those stories and trying to. You know, maybe
find out what we got, right?
Yeah. Which I think he's listening to our shit.
And he wants to keep.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because he keeps saying a radio show.
Well, I mean, we have just now started to tap into this Hogan fucking oil field we got.
Yeah.
But we have more than anybody in the world.
Yeah, he called for a while.
And he called the show at least once a day and sometimes twice a day.
Yeah.
I heard especially, up to four times.
Especially during the two shows days.
Keep moving and keep moving. And he doesn't ride a horse till it drops and then pick it up and ride it again. He rides a horse till it drops. He shoots it, then he eats it. And that didn't happen with Hulkamania. And you guys proved that to Vince in WrestleMania 18. Because when I was postured as the worst bad guy in the world and The Rock was getting his break and he was doing the Scorpion King and he was...
Now, this on my show?
Yes. No. I'm sorry, though. This is the Hogan Uncensored show that you let him do.
No, but it's from my show.
Correct, yeah.
From my airwaves, from my archives.
Yes.
From my library, from the content that I
catalog.
Own.
Catalog.
From your IP.
From my catalog.
Yeah, your catalog.
Along with The Rock was cooking every week, and he was the big push. You guys, the fans, showed Vince McMahon and the whole wrestling world that you...
This may not ever been... He may have never talked about this anywhere else, let me.
No, not really.
Can't tell you who to cheer for, who to hate, or to take this contrived program. And you guys made a stance and said, you know what, we're Hogan fans. The guy's been through a lot of stuff. He's been out there 30 years trying to keep, you know, kicking. And you guys expressed what was real. And so, you know, I just wanted to let everybody know that this is just business, like Vince said. You know, just this is business. That's all it is, brother. You know, what a lot of people don't realize is that Vince is business, and he wants to keep moving and keep moving. And he doesn't ride a horse till it drops.
Yeah, you just said that.
And then pick it up and ride it again. He rides a horse till it drops.
Right.
I get a call from the bank.
You know, what a lot of people don't...
I'm trying to get that.
I get a call from the bank.
I'm trying to get... I'm trying
you know,
to get
what
that.
A lot of people don't realize
I'm trying to get that Ross Chris...
What don't we realize?
I get a call from the bank.
I
got to get him.
He's got to get him. Oh, is that the end car?
Yeah. Right here.
Keep coming. Hang on, man.
That's the end car.
What in the hell? Oh, my God. Coming to the checkered flag. I can't believe what I just saw.
Talk to me, boys.
You made the transfer. You made the transfer, man. That was f***ing ridiculous.
All right. So, I mean, we got some YouTube shorts going on, don't we?
Yes, we do.
And I don't know that Hogan ever talked about that anywhere else. We probably need to get that one. How many shows? He only did one show, didn't he?
Yes, he only did one.
We probably should take that one show and really break it down.
Oh, well, that's what we're doing. That's where we're getting a couple of
other
stuff.
That's where you tapped into the gold?
Yeah.
Right.
Except for the other one was when Knobs was on with the Montreal Screwjob.
Oh, is that when Knobsy was on?
Yeah.
Knobsy wasn't even in the business then, I don't think.
No, he wasn't. There's a lot of good stuff on.
Anna, do you? Oh, I know what I was going to ask you. Do you know what the Montreal screw job is, Anna?
I do not.
And then the other thing is, like, during today's hot mic or during something, we were asking you about stuff and you didn't know. And so, like, within the little bubble world that we live, I mean, you know, we kind of have our own little, like, language.
Lingo? Yeah.
Yeah, lingo and stuff. And I don't even know that you know all of it.
I don't know all of it. I know some of it.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah.
What was she saying today?
I don't think the job. What? Doing a job.
Oh, yeah. I was like, Anna, you know what a jobber is?
I know what a jobber is.
But you don't know what doing a job is.
Apparently not.
Right.
Clean?
Like, well, there's all types of jobs. Clean.
Blow jobs.
Well, not. Yeah.
And
I mean, yeah, there's all. Yeah.
Face jobs.
Right. There's
jobs.
But, like, you know, there's other. Like, there's jobs clean. There's fuck jobs.
Right.
There's, you know. It's just, you know, in the middle, a DQ,
disqualification.
Right, a DQ.
Dairy Queen. Excuse me.
Do you know what, Silky Milkies are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Titties.
Do you know what, like, a Blue Jay is? Blue Jay.
Yeah.
What's Blue Jay?
She's busy Shakespearing off of it, Bob.
Bird.
It's a bird.
Are you Shakespearing off my Blue Jay?
Yeah.
Do you know what the Shakespeare off means?
It's like a rap battle, but with poetry. I don't know.
A rap battle with poetry?
Makes sense.
Okay. You know, where art thou? And shit like that.
Yeah. No. Okay, yeah, that's good.
Sorry, I don't know, Baba. I know what a kicker is.
Yeah, everybody.
And a chaser.
Or in around, reverse in around, reverse
yeah,
in the heat.
I know what over means.
Right.
Are you over? Work.
Are you over?
I think I am now. Well, it depends. At the beginning of the show, you said I was, and then you said I sucked.
No. Overall.
Yeah, I'd say I'm over.
Yeah, I do too.
Not as much as like Lummy or Dan or Blitz, but whatever.
Yeah.
I'm more over than maybe like Rhett.
Yeah, I think you're more over than Rhett.
But that's it.
No, I think you're more over than you think you are.
Really?
You're getting more over.
Okay.
But you have to admit who the most more, I mean.
Lummy.
Yeah.
Dr. Dan.
And Dan.
Yeah, but not even Dan. Lummy's more over than Dan.
Oh, Dan's pretty over. He like saves lives and shit.
Blitz, yeah. What do you think? I mean, within the show, I think Lummy's more over than Dan. What do you think? Within the show?
Yeah, probably Dr. Lummy.
I think Dr. Dan. I vote Dr. Dan.
How about Booker?
Lummy is way over.
Yeah. How about Booker, Anna? You know what the Booker is?
The Booker?
Yeah, Booker T.
Yeah.
Washington?
Corey.
Booker.
No, but like, you know, the Booker.
I don't know what the Booker is.
Okay, that's fine.
I know.
But you know what being over is.
I
and
do.
And a jobber, but you don't know what to do a job is. You don't know what to do a job clean.
Is it like when you murder someone?
To do a job?
Yeah.
Could
like
be.
Like a mob job.
Could be.
You know?
Like a hit job.
I mean, it could be a job. Yeah, you could be.
Okay.
I got to go do a job for the boss.
Right, exactly.
You know.
A hud job.
Not that job. That's a bad job.
You have no idea how to Shakespeare off.
No.
How about The Office?
Well, she does know how. She doesn't know what it means.
Right.
The Office is something that it seems like only you and maybe a few others know.
Yeah, brother.
Is it because
The Office
said,
has so many different facets.
Is it because you said in the video that you'll be in your office?
No, that was... I was giving him The Office about The Office, but that's not The Office.
Right.
That makes sense, too. I was giving him The Office about The Office, but that's not The Office.
And you're never going to tell me what that is, right?
The Office is any... The Office can be a lot of different things.
I actually remember us talking about this when we were outside one time doing a bonfire.
Yeah.
When Lummy was talking about doing the 1-2-3 method.
Like me and Blitz were actually talking about that today. We're like, hey, we need to do a fire chat.
Side chat.
Yeah. And make it couples and like have Ashley and Lummy there.
Mm-hmm.
Lummy, you're going to have to get like a babysitter.
Yeah, of course.
Me and the Crick and you and Blitz. And then
Rhett and Monet.
Rhett, are you dating anybody? I mean, could you get Monet? Could you get Monet, or would you want to bring her to Bubba's employee fireside?
I hope so.
Yeah, break the chairs.
And Bubba's.
There's an IHOP right around the corner.
Yeah, I haven't talked to Monet in a long time.
She's probably fucking fiending for that ginger dick.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Gingerbread
fiending
dick.
For that ginger dick.
Yeah.
That JD. Or GD.
That JD.
Blitz, what are you? Oh, is that my mic, Blitz?
Yeah, I'm testing it.
Nice.
Out.
Sounds good, too. Looks good.
That's great.
Big black fucking mic in your hand.
Stop.
Can you get
I'll give you the office then. If
no,
you don't
know.
Shape up.
You don't know what the office
I don't
is.
Know what it is. I just try to use
now,
it.
Now, Brett. Rat. Rat.
The Hitman Heart.
Yeah.
Rat to Hitman Heart. Yeah. Now, would you, if we were to have like a, you know, couples deal.
Yeah,
would,
who you going to bring?
Who would you bring? And if I specifically asked, would you bring Monet? And could you act like a couple? Or is it not even like that?
I'm going to be honest. She's probably a little out of reach.
She in prison?
That would be out of town.
Yeah.
Tell Brett, Rat, what do we got going on? Rat the Hitman Heart, what do you got going on?
Nothing.
When
no,
you say
literally.
That she's out of reach, what does that mean? She got her cell phone turned off?
Yeah, I mean, I probably wouldn't have much luck.
Why not?
Because he probably ghosted her.
Yeah,
he ghosted her.
Yeah, but you can always get away from like you.
That's
like,
not
hey,
just
because
he's super pale.
You could be like, listen, I have had some family issues. I had some family issues. I've been so busy lately. I had some family issues, some work issues. I moved into a new apartment. Just bring up a whole bunch of shit, like all the shit that like distracts people in life. But I, you know, I'm back. I'm kind of back to
who's
my normal.
Who's to say by now she didn't find another chubby white guy to?
Okay, who's to say that she?
She
has...
only wants one. Maybe she wants more than one.
Yeah, maybe
she's polyamorous.
Maybe she is with some
gingers.
chubby white guy. But you know that chubby white guy quite didn't bring the steam like you do.
With those socks and them
that's
slides.
A shoot.
That's a shoot, right? So and it doesn't hurt to reapply, to ask.
That is fair. I will reach out.
And what will you say, dear Monet?
Yeah, I mean, I'll hit her with the blueprint. You know, hey, I've had a lot of stuff going on. I'm sorry. You didn't deserve that. Blah, blah, blah. Hit all the major talking points.
And then say,
I need
there.
A date to
now,
the
could,
dance.
Now, could you say, hey, listen, my work, does she know about what you do?
Absolutely not.
Okay. And you may not want her to know.
She doesn't know you're a superstar?
Why didn't you tell her, like, hey, I'm a part of a radio, a mate. Like, let's, hold on. Let's hear you sell yourself. Let's say I'm Monet. Man, Brad, what you do for a living?
I.
And after you get done telling me, how about a motherfucking short stack over there at the IHOP?
You fucking Deion Sanders, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm Deion Sanders. Hey, Brad, man, I know you like to fuck me and all. Can you tell me what you do for a living? You got all fancy car and shit. Taking me to La Quinta.
A fancy car?
That's
to,
how I
to
got
the
it.
Shop right now.
I know we can't go over 45 because once it gets hot, it shut down. So I'm good as fuck just going 40, man. As long as it don't shut down, cuz. Man, I'm just telling you right now, I'm just appreciative not to be riding a motherfucking bus right
hey,
now,
man, why are you taking side streets to Orlando?
Hey, man. I heard your car can only go 42 before it shuts down, cuz. That's good as fuck. It's better than a PTSD or whatever the fuck the transit is.
PTSD.
It's better than that.
What you going to have when you ride it?
PSTA.
It's better than PTSDA. Motherfucker, usually I'm riding the PTSDA, man. May I?
USDA.
Just being able to ride up in a truck that goes 40 is a privilege to me, man.
Windows down.
What about a short stack with some maple syrup? Motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Bacon. Give me some of my motherfucking bacon. Rat? Are you ready? Red,
I don't even remember where we started, Bubba.
Yeah,
I'll tell you where
say,
we started. But like, you called me back looking for some motherfucking action. And I was I asked you what you did for a living. Simple question. You've been so gone so long. You've been gone so long. I'm thinking you're a big time businessman. So
no,
you got going on with yourself, Red?
I've got a video production job full time.
Really?
For a radio show in Tampa, and then I've been working
What's
on.
What's that radio show called, man? I listen to 94.1 Orlando on the fucking bones. Yep.
Well, we're actually on the Big 8 in Tampa. Maybe you're familiar.
Eight.
The Big 8.
What kind of radio is the Big 8?
AM 820.
AM. What the fuck?
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, it's much, much more than that. You got to understand.
In the motherfucking 1930s, Orson Welles, War of the Worlds, motherfucking AM radio.
You got a big aerial on your roof?
Man, my grandpa used to have aerial AM radio. Fuck that.
Aerial radio.
Man, you got you a TikTok and shit?
No, I don't really mess with the TikTok. But,
no, the show
one of my,
does.
One of my buddies.
The show has
yeah,
a TikTok.
What the fuck, Rhett?
You dumb fuck.
Yeah, it's underscore the underscore real underscore the bubba.
Yeah, it's because you fucking, you know. Man, why doesn't your TikTok match your Insta? It's because you fucked it up, Rhett. That's what I heard. Man,
well,
I heard
that. You're listening to the show.
I heard that you used to have the Bubba Army TikTok till you put some Akira shit up in there. Now you got that shit canceled.
You got a pussy hanging out.
That's why you only take me to La Quinta. If you didn't get the motherfucker canceled, you'd have 37,000 followers by now. We'd be at the motherfucking Hampton.
I was just trying to be the best video guy I could be, and that wasn't the way
I even heard Bubba's warned you about, watch out, don't put that shit on TikTok, and you don't put that shit on TikTok.
Hey, well, I didn't have the TikTok, though. I mean, I ultimately was not the one that made the decision to push send on the TikTok, so I...
Who did?
Oh, I was told...
It was Lummy. He got a band.
No, not really. Yep. I was told to post the OnlyFans ad that I received, and I did. I listened to the rules.
From who?
Listen, I'm not trying to deflect the heat a year and a half later.
Man, I'm just trying to find out which one of you jokers did the TikTok.
Well, first, Bubba said, hey, we're going to put an OnlyFans on the TikTok, so get it over to him, right? So when it was sent to me, I just put it up at the time. That's how it happened.
So you're blaming Bubba?
Oh, no, not at all. I'm blaming Red.
Man, I'm talking about what you do for a living, Rhett.
Yeah,
videographer. Does that mean you're going to tape us having sex?
Oh, that's my boss.
Oh, that would be... Oh, God.
I mean, if you're into that.
Oh, Jesus, I Googled your boss. I Googled your boss and
he's
shit.
Into that.
I Googled your boss and shit, man. That's a bad boy right there, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I want his number?
What, are you trying to palm me off on your boss?
No.
But he can fuck better than you can.
You heard the two-finger cul-de-sac, Shakita?
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah, did you know he's got... Did you know he has a sex maneuver named after him?
No, but tell me how he does it.
So it's called the two-finger cul-de-sac Jones.
Did you give it to
him? Is that what you used on me, right, to get me to sprinkle?
Sure.
Sprinkle?
Sure.
Man, Blitz rolled up on me. Blitz just rolled this... I was in my mode and shit. Next thing I know, there's Blitz.
You want to try the microphone?
Yeah.
Wait,
I do.
Rhett, did you give her the two-finger cul-de-sac?
I plead the fifth.
Oh fuck, he did.
Was she on her all fours and
five
you just
finger
stuck
cul-de-sac.
That, you know, those two fingers in, or did you get three in?
I plead.
Two in the front, the eight fifth. In the back. He gave her the minivan.
Did you put the thumb in the ass?
Plead the fifth.
Ew,
no,
put it in your
no, no,
butt.
No, no.
You plead the fifth?
No, I don't like
you Madeira Beach?
No, nothing like that.
Now that's where the tongue went.
All right, you guys need a chill. Ooh.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Hello, Bubba.
A compressor.
You guys need to chill out a little bit. You're getting a little inappropriate.
Yeah.
Man, I sound like God.
Yeah, you do.
I sound good as fuck. I want to touch myself on myself. How's that black mic look, too? It looks
fucking
a lot better, too,
awesome.
Doesn't it?
Looks
good
awesome.
As shit.
Fucking Billy Badass.
Yeah, you got your BBM.
A big black mic.
Mm-hmm.
You go like that.
It's like my nose. My
that. Like that. Blitz, thank you so much for getting this all ready for me.
Oh, hey, no problem.
God damn.
Oh, you look good.
I just want to talk and hear myself all day. Bet you there's women fingering each other. I bet you there's women touching.
I am right now, actually.
Yeah, we
bet
sure
there's
are.
Women putting ball gags in right now, getting on all fours.
Yeah.
Calling me daddy.
Daddy.
It's this smooth-ass microphone I got going on. Man, it sounds a hell of a lot better than that one I had.
Sounds a little bit different, doesn't it?
The other one's guts were rusted out of them.
Same
my spit.
Same mic.
Same model. Just
sounds so good.
16 years of less abuse.
Yeah.
Because the other one I got in 06. So what would that be? 16 years of talking into that microphone. Sometimes what? 8, 9, 10, 12 hours a day.
How many burps?
Millions.
Oh, millions of burps.
Oh, wow.
Farts. Like, I got to sometimes
so we got
clean
COVID
my...
twice.
Sometimes I got to clean my chair with Clorox wipies just because I it's just assed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. You know, just think I sit in the same chair, you know, 6, 7 hours a day, and I fart in mm-hmm. it. And where do those farts go? Into the upholstery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, right into the leather.
Just erode it away.
And sometimes it starts to smell like ass. My chair. I'll walk up to my chair and like I'll get like a little hint, like a little tinge of ass.
But turn you on?
No, ass don't like. I don't like ass in any capacity. Does anybody like ass? I don't like the smell of ass.
No.
I don't like effing the ass. I don't like. Well, I've probably licked some ass over the years, clean right out of the shower ass.
Sure.
I think we've all done that. Yeah, that's an erogenous zone.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a documented erogenous zone.
Yeah. That's kind of what we were asking, Rhett.
Ask Mother Bob.
Yeah, we were doing it because of
Rhett,
two finger.
Did you go on the ass?
No.
Or in it?
No.
Near it?
Around it?
Yeah, near it, around it.
Are you? Hello?
Yeah, I'll make it quick. I just wanted to say two things. You guys were talking about who's over more, and I just wanted to say also, your new mic, bro, sounds great. Like, oh, man, that new mic is crisp.
I know. It's getting you fucking bony and a kid.
Oh, male half his right here, riding hard, son. Yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing is...
and I'm not, like, talking any different. It's just it's processing my mic different, and it makes me sound... I don't know, more. I don't know. It just kind of makes me sound good.
That's good. That's
got a little more tone to it.
Yeah,
a little more.
The other one was a little tinny. Yeah. This one's a little bassy, and chicks prefer bass.
Bass.
How about the bass?
And the last thing I'll mess up on you. The last thing I was going to say is about being over is Lummy is more over than Dan, but partly only because most people are jealous of what Dan has. But Lummy has a smooth.
Well, Lummy's over because people feel sorry for him, but he's the dumb guy, but he's the smart guy, but he's a guy that'll have a meltdown, and he's a guy that has got himself into the most predicaments, and there's a lot of different reasons why Lummy's over. He represents the common man. He's slow.
The 36-year-old stressed out with kids guy, yeah.
The 36-year-old stressed out, my wife runs the show, I'm afraid as fuck of everything.
Yep.
Borderline alcoholic, you know.
Goat herder.
So, all right, buddy. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Track Meet.
Appreciate it.
Was that Track Meet?
Yeah.
Lummy, where do we stand on, you know, yet another weekend has gone by where you have not, you know, done anything to my pond, and we're not getting any rain, and the pond's going down. And,
I put,
you didn't put shit in the pond.
No, I didn't put fish in it, but I did put the weed killer in there like you requested yesterday.
Okay. But I'm really looking for some fish, buddy.
I've been working on the sides, and I'm going to work on it today again, too. And
which weed killer are you putting in the pond?
The Roundup, the stuff you told me to put in there, Bubba.
I don't think hold on.
You're putting Roundup in the pond?
I'm fucking joking, Blitz, because remember yesterday he said to put it in there?
No, I don't think I said put Roundup in the pond.
Blitz. Remember when I said I sprayed the weeds yesterday?
Blitz, don't get caught up in his stupidity.
I won't, Bubba. This is ridiculous. Bubba would never say such a thing.
Did I say put Roundup in the pond?
I mean, hold on. You were obviously joking when you told him to spray tons of it everywhere where it gets in the pond and everything, but you didn't say to spray Roundup in the pond, no.
I was just...
Hello? Were you just doing it for attention? Were you trying to show off a little bit?
Cry for help.
I was showing off.
I showed off at my sister's work and got my ass in a whole bunch of trouble last week.
Yeah, way to go.
She's still fucking mad at me. Hello?
Bubba, what's up?
Good.
Hey, did you guys see that video of that guy? They brought back that cop show on Fridays and Saturday nights. OP Live, I think it's called.
Yeah, but it's not live at all. But anyway,
PD Live?
Live PD.
Yeah, it's not live at all.
Well, it's like Live PD. Well, anyway.
I know, but what people don't realize is it's not live at all. Like, it might be an hour old, but it's not live.
Right. Well, they showed this one guy... they've been showing some graphic stuff on there lately. They showed this guy who was being chased on a motorcycle. He was on a motorcycle, and the cop tased him, and he had a gallon of gasoline on his back, and he tased him, and the dude went up in flames. It was hilarious. It looked just like one of the Hollywood guys, like his
I don't know, Blitz. Do you believe that a guy had a gallon of gasoline strapped to his back, a cop tased him, and he fucking caught on fire?
That was just last week.
It's on
YouTube. Oh my god!
I mean, we're gonna have to look at it on YouTube. It could be somebody could be pulling your leg, buddy.
Oh no! You'll see.
Okay.
Is it the On Patrol live show?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was in Arkansas. This guy was in Arkansas.
Well, the chat's saying that they saw it, and it's real as fuck. I'm going to have to go with that, and we'll look for it.
Yeah. Love you guys.
All right. Love you, too. Quarter his.
Oh, I guess that it is true because it was in the news.
All right. Well, get it to me. But more importantly, Lummy, I'm not asking you to put Roundup in the pond. I'm asking you to clean up, you know, Blitz needs that whole side area because he's trying to run. Well, he's actually trying to fix the water line that goes to the goats so that indeed if somebody leaves the water on, we can have a turn-off switch from there so it doesn't turn the whole fucking building water off.
And also put a spigot up in the front, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Put a spigot in the front.
I was cleaning it. I was cleaning it yesterday.
Hello? He likes a spigot in the back.
I was going to clean it today.
Sorry.
Hi.
Hello? Oh, you know, we haven't heard from him in a while. We haven't heard from Gary in a while. Did we really piss him off? Well,
you can never piss off Gary.
Gary.
Yeah. Who's this?
This is an old-time caller, but I haven't talked to you guys in a while. But I don't know. I've been hesitating calling you guys because I thought, like, people have been calling you and talking. Like, you know, Gary, the fucking asshole you're talking about. He calls up talking about, like, you know, how he wants to kill himself and bad shit.
No, that's not Gary. That's Glory Hole Greg.
Yeah, close.
Yeah.
Get your crazies, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. You know what? That's my bad. But, like, yeah, so everything's gone bad for me lately. And
well, hold on. What do you mean? First of all, what's your first name?
Jeremy.
All right, Jeremy. And how old are you, bud?
I'm in my late 40s.
Okay, perfect. And when you say everything's been going horrible for you right now, what do you like? May I guess? God damn, Anna, for a little bit, you got a lot of power on.
Sorry.
That. Like, did you? I'm assuming maybe did you lose your job?
Yeah, just last week.
All right. So probably a job that you've been there for a long time.
No, but things were going bad for a while, and so like, yeah, I mean, so. Yeah, I don't want to bring your show down or, you know, this is supposed to be a good time, a fun time. So I don't want to do all that and I'm not threatening anything, by the way. I'm just like, I don't know what to do. Like, I'm just like lost. I'm confused. Like I know what I'm supposed to do.
Trick me, Ashley, $10 in the Venmo.
What are you supposed to do?
Yeah, like, hold on now, buddy. Hold on. Now, are you saying that you've been listening? Are you a long-time listener of the show?
Oh, yeah. You know me.
How don't you know?
If I told you who I was exactly, you would know who I was.
All right, well, don't tell me who you are exactly, because I like it being anonymous better. I can give you better advice that way.
I believe that.
Okay. Now, but you got to tell me what's so fucked up. Like, and are you insinuating that you might hurt yourself?
Well, I mean, at this point, like, I still have a place to live and stuff, and, like, so, I'm still eating.
All right, but hold on.
I really worry that, like, things are going to go, like, so everything went bad, like, all at once. So, like, I'm having health problems, I'm having relationship problems. Not work was one of the only things that was going okay.
Right.
And
now, do you still got, like, family?
Barely. I mean, there's people that say that they would really help me.
I mean, do you have a mom and dad still around?
No, I don't.
Okay, do you have any children?
No, that's a good thing.
No, you don't. So you're a single mid to upper 40-year-old guy and everything's been going horrible. Your job's you said you fucked your job.
My wife left me like a year ago.
Okay. And is there a reason why she left you? Like, was it for another dude, or was it because?
I mean, it's a lot of things, and it probably was part of that too. Okay, so
like what?
The whole thing started. So she cheated on me. So I think, well, hey, you know, the only way I can get some like some kind of something is to go fucking cheat too. So I did the same.
Hold on. Let me tell you. Which you know is not the way to fix infidelity. You know that.
Well,
I mean, two wrongs don't make a right, and now you've just given her ammunition. Right? Before, you could play the victim card and milk that out a little bit, but then the minute you do that, she's got the same fuck you card on you, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's the thing, you know what?
And she's a bitch. She knows how to play it better than us dumb-ass guys. We can't play that. That's fucked up girl games. We're not even wired like that.
So she was really good to me, like, even during that time, all that shit was going on. It's kind of funny that we were really always good to each other, if that makes sense. Like,
even when I was cheating, I actually was a better husband. Like, I actually was more attentive because I was worried that I...
You're gonna get caught.
You know? Yeah, or something. Yeah. So, like, I was doing better then.
All right, well, hold
and
on.
And that was years ago, and that was years ago.
Now, how long ago did you and your wife, you know...
It's a year and a half, right?
It's like a year and, like, 2 months.
Okay. Now, that ship is on... Let's just, you know, let's go ahead and slowly peel this onion back. So... Is that ship sailed? Like, there's no fixing that shit at all?
Well, there was until I went to go to my friend's house and her fucking car was there.
Well, easy. I mean,
your friend was blasting her.
Hold on, buddy. That doesn't mean it's... I mean, listen. I mean,
no, it means it because here.
Have you tried? Have you tried? Have you talked to her?
I mean, she knows a lot of this, and she's not trying. So, like, that. Doesn't do anything. Like,
when's the last time? Hold on.
When she left, you're right. I didn't do shit because she took a lot of like important stuff. It seemed pretty definite, so I just let it happen. I didn't fight.
Communication.
I think if I would have fought at that point, I think.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Communication is the key. Freezing people out and ghosting people only hurts and fucks up the stuff more. Communication is the key. Now, when's the last time? We got a lot of problems here. We got to wade through, but let's one by one. When's the last time that you spoke? Now, are you guys officially divorced or are you guys just separate?
No. So yeah, we're not. I don't even know what the hell's going on. Like, right. I'm surprised that the sheriff hasn't showed up.
All right,
here,
so
like,
you're still, you think potentially you're still married?
Oh, I am still married.
Okay. Now, when's the last time that you had any type of conversation or interaction with your wife?
Well, I'm still afraid of her. So, like, I'm afraid to tell her that I got fired. So she's communicated with me, like, through email recently, like saying a couple things.
Like what? Hold on. What is when you say that she's communicated with you through email recently? As like, give me a time frame. A week ago? A day ago?
Yeah. Like Monday, she said something.
All right. And what did she say?
Well, Monday she told, and this is kind of glad I didn't say anything to her. She was living with her mother, which is like a few hours away from me, and she messaged me to tell me that she moved.
All right. Well, that means she she still cares about you if she wants you to know her whereabouts.
Oh, no. That's no, 100%. Like, we're like high school sweethearts. We've known each other for 30 plus years.
Do you still want to be with her?
I kind of do because, like,
it sounds like
experiencing other women and other people. Like, people are just crazy and nuts.
First of all,
I don't really know. Listen,
don't be telling her any of that bullshit, okay? Second of all, you need to call
her.
It's too late. You need to give me her number and let me fucking conference call her in.
I knew that was coming. I can't even give you her number, Bubba, because, like, when I would be fucking acting ridiculous and calling her and shit, at a certain point, she changed her number. So I cannot even do that. Like, I have to do everything through email.
All right, well, then baby steps.
Well, hold on. When you said you're scared of her, what do you mean?
Well, here, all right. So one of the other things is, so, like, I'm a big pothead, and I've been a pothead forever. So that was always a big thing the whole time. Like, I was always, oh, hey, I'm not smoking pot. I'm not doing that. I'm, you know, and she knew I was because I'd come home high and stuff. And then at a certain point, I couldn't smoke around her, so we started drinking, and then we both.
That's a recipe for that's a recipe for disaster, because high people don't give a fuck. Drunk people get mad as shit at each other.
Yeah, you're right.
If you're high and Blitz, if you're high and your girl's high, you're like, man, we're high as fuck. Mm-hmm. Let's get to nachos. If you're drunk and she's drunk, it's fuck you. No, fuck you. Right? The volatility on the effect of drunkenness versus highness. Is, I mean, you don't see Philadelphia Eagle high guys right. going to the drunk tank. You
they
see,
don't even go to the game at all.
No, they just, they're in the parking lot still fucking barbecuing.
Yeah.
So then I was drinking so much. I was drinking so much. Then at a certain point, I started drinking in the day and fucking shit. I was showing up at work fucking drinking.
Yeah.
They knew I was drinking. They kind of gave me a pass. I got my shit together a whole bunch of fucking times. Okay. And then I fucked up at work, and because I know they were looking, you know, they were looking at me, that was no good. So they didn't give a fuck about the fact that I had marijuana in my system.
No, they don't give a fuck about that.
No, they didn't. So
that you were drunk while you were working.
Well, no,
drunk.
But here's the problem. Yeah. I went home that night before the drug test. And I didn't think they were going to make me do a breathalyzer because alcohol, you know, I just was thinking about the pot. I was just worried about the pot. So I go to this fucking thing, and yeah, I drank like half the night, and I went first thing in the morning, and they send me to this fucking breathalyzer, and I had alcohol in my system, and they go, hey, there's zero tolerance and goodbye.
Yeah. So now when was that?
That was a week ago.
All right, so that's been a week ago, and that was, am I assuming that it was a pretty long time job, like you'd been there a while, had some...
Yeah, a little bit, but I mean, I was making decent more money than I had ever made anywhere else, so...
Right. Now, does your wife have a job?
Yeah, she makes double what I make, which is
right.
the other double.
Which is
thing.
Even tougher for you to get back, because, you know, she's probably getting some real good young dick.
And I don't even.
That's probably
the sad thing.
Is she, if she's making more than him, women leave guys that make more than.
Yeah, women leave guys that are, you know,
making
that,
more than them.
Right.
Women want guys that make as much, if not more, than they do.
Yeah, that's.
And that was a problem, Anna. And I know that. Okay,
that
was a problem for years. You know, I'm sure.
Yeah,
but
hold on. You know what? You know what? You need. You need some brutal honesty in your life, and it sounds like you've come to that crossroads where you're like rock bottom right now and thinking about some stupid shit. First of all, buddy, I've been there. I've been where I've actually thought about maybe, you know, doing that to myself. And it's when you start feeling sorry for yourself and fucking, you know, you need to pull yourself up, dust yourself off, and be a real man and start repairing this. You know, it would start by getting a job, not drinking, getting high on the weekends or something like that. That's fine, but know your moderation.
No, right.
But know your
party every fucking
minute. Know you got responsibilities in life. Somewhere you got to be every day at a certain time, sober, ready to work hard, bust your ass. And I know this is an old time, like an old timer thing. But the harder you work, the quicker you will start to get some type of resemblance of your old life back. Your wife would love the fact. Deep down, she loves you. Deep down, she wouldn't give a tether into her world and let you communicate with her. And first of all, she would have already divorced your ass if there was absolutely no hope in sight. Now, you may think there's no hope in sight right now, but there still is a little bit if she hasn't divorced you. She still has some of that. This is my high school sweetheart. This is the love of my life. He's a fuck up and he's an alcoholic and he ain't got a job right now. And he's thinking about maybe doing some bad shit to himself. But that being said, you can turn every one of your problems. You can turn around tomorrow. You can stop drinking right now. You can go look for a job right now. And you can start to get your shit together right now. Just like as soon as you fucking hang up with me, you can start looking for a job,
trying to get your shit together.
No, I don't.
At the beginning, of the call, he said, "Hey, I know what I need to do. I just can't do it."
All right. So
what are those things you know you need to do?
Yeah, I gave you my synopsis. What's your synopsis? What do you think you need to do?
I mean, no, everything you just. I'm not a dumb person. So
there's
like
so many. Hold on. There's so many places right now that are looking for, you know, tradesmen or skilled guys or just guys that'll show up every fucking day and work hard.
Like, can I give some advice from the female?
I want to hear what he has to say first. He hasn't said anything.
Yeah, then
yet.
I want to throw it over
to
you.
No, you're right. I know. No, because everything you guys are saying is complete.
But you want to sit at home and feel sorry for yourself and think that this is going to be easy, and it's not. When I was living in a 31-foot trailer, and I literally had, I'm not kidding you, $17 left to my name. I took a picture of my bank account. I still, you know what, I'll show it one of these days. I think it might have been $28. And I was living in a fucking trailer behind the studio. The bank was getting ready to take over the studio. The bank almost took over my house until I quick sold it. I was behind on taxes at my track. They're getting ready to take my track. And I just didn't. I just didn't give up. I'm like, fuck it. I'm just going to keep on doing a show. I'm just going to keep on trying to be funny. I'm just going to keep on. And eventually, if I work hard enough, I can get this shit turned around maybe a little bit. But it all starts and stops with me not feeling sorry for myself and me working hard, doing Bubba 199.
And you never stopped working hard.
And doing Bubba 199s on Friday.
I admire about you, and I think everybody admires about you, is the fact that you never stopped working hard.
I won't. I don't have it in my DNA to stop trying. I just don't. I'll fucking keep trying until I cannot speak another syllable out of my fucking breath. I'll always keep trying. So, buddy, Anna, let me throw it over to you real quick.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Before, because I think he knows, he kind of agrees with me and what he needs to do.
Yeah, but we'll hear it.
What do you need to do?
It's over. It's over.
I knew that.
You want to know why? Because once a woman loses respect for their man, they never get it back.
You can't say.
Now, that's different than like losing all your money, because women are watching to see how you react. Like if you lose everything and you just lay down and die, that's one thing. But if you lose everything and you start fighting and clawing your way back, you know, women will stick by you. Not every woman, but a good woman will stick by you. But if they just think you're a loser and you're not trying and you don't know how to help yourself and they lose that respect for you, it's over. You're never getting that respect from that woman back. So cut your losses and move on.
So hold on, Anna. You're saying that let's say he gets a job.
Doesn't matter.
You're not letting me finish.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Fast forward 6 months from now, and he's still with the same job. He's fucking kicking ass. He's got a little bit saved. He's, you know, well on his way to being sober, to, you know, not being a fuck up. And she's still not served him divorce papers. You don't think that he could get a hold of her and say, "Hey, Rhonda, you know, I got a new job, been here 6 months, got my shit together, got some money saved. You know, well, how about dinner one night?"
It's been that long.
What's that?
I said, if it's been that long,
fuck it. Just go get another view, meet somebody else.
I could fuck her again. If we're talking about like that, like no, I said, flip fuck it to her. Yeah. No, I know. I'm not talking about that.
She probably doesn't want to be with you anymore. She may fuck you, but I don't think she wants to be with you.
And so you need to fix the why she doesn't want to be with you anymore
but
part.
But it's gone. Once you lose a woman's respect, it's over.
Well, I wasn't even really calling about trying to get her back. I just, you know what? You guys just are like friends to me. Like everybody says, they listen to you guys, and you know, like
what you need to do is you need to fix the situation because of why she left, because your next girlfriend will do the same thing. So
yeah, right. Just fucking go find someone.
Let's take women out of the equation, okay?
Yeah.
Let's just look at you looking at your fucking self in the mirror every day and being a self-sufficient human being. You are well, you know, you're in the age now where you should have your shit together better than you do. But listen, I was at rock bottom, you know, at 50 or what, I don't know, what was just a few years ago. I mean, you know, and so, you know, it's never too late, but you gotta be happy and secure with the person that you see in the mirror every day. When you fix that and you got a job and you're making some money and you're saving a little bit of money, maybe you got a car now. Do you still got a car?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I hate to tell you what I did yesterday.
Do you still got a place to stay?
Yeah, I got, yeah, but my rent is like, you know, super stupid. So it's like, everyone I just does. Paid my rent yesterday, so I've paid my rent for the month. So
what'd you do 2 days ago?
So, no. All right. So the other thing we were talking about, like I'm having health issues. So my, so I have, I, even though I'm 40 something years old, I have had cataracts in my eyes. So I had one of them fixed, and now the other one, of course, I'm a procrastinator, just like everything else, you know, and that's the thing. I've, people have always held my hand and walked me to do, you know, the, you know, I do everything at the very end when I need to do things, I get things done, but yeah, I'm a procrastinator.
That's a problem.
I'm lazy.
That's a problem.
Well, no shit.
Right. So why so do you fix that instead of trying to date somebody?
Stop. What'd you do 2 days ago?
So no, I hit a fucking, I hit a big ass, one of those big round traffic things because I didn't see the thing.
Driving
and it's
blind.
Like now, no, I'm not blind completely. Like my right, my one eye is like perfect, but my one eye is like weird. So no, this, no, this actually, this thing I was noticing it the last few times I went through there, and I'm like, somebody's going to hit this because it wasn't spaced properly.
And
like
you, it was, and you hit this, it.
It was
yeah,
you.
And I hit the fucking thing, and I'm thinking, like, now I'm starting to worry, like, yeah, I shouldn't even be out, like, out even going for groceries,
well,
you know?
Right.
Here's what you need to do.
Get your eye fixed.
You need to get, now, are you really, really unhealthy? You're saying you're having health issues, like, is it because you're, like, super fat and... Like, you know, you can't get around.
Actually,
or...
I lost a ton. I'm actually lighter than you at this point, Bubba.
Well, listen, buddy, I'm not trying to make it a competition. I'm just trying to get, I'm no. just trying to wrap my.
Right there, are you like 5'2"?
I'm just trying to wrap my fucking head around what you got going on, buddy.
Yeah, this isn't about Bubba.
No, I was just know. Saying that, look, I've always been in the 300s, okay? And I'm like rolling at like 285 right now.
All right, how tall are
something
you?
Something like that. I'm about 5'11".
Okay. So, you know, I don't know what health, I don't have cataracts. I don't know what health issues you have outside of that. It sounds like you should be okay. You said you had major health issues. What major health issues do you
have?
Well,
I mean, everybody, I'm sure, thinks I have diabetes and who knows now. No, but the eyes, like, is a major problem.
Well,
like,
you know, eye issues are a sign of, like, pre-diabetes, just to be let you know.
I think you guys can go look at it. But... I don't know. I just wanted to call you guys and tell you I love you. And
we love you too, but you don't need to be killing yourself. You don't need to be doing some stupid shit because this, no, you, buddy, you opened up the conversation by saying you've been thinking about doing some stupid shit. That usually means what I just said.
But I don't really want to do that. So
I know, of course
I'm just
you
saying
don't.
That I've been doing stupid
and I don't
shit.
Want you to do that. That's the fucking most selfish act of all. That's
drinking and driving and doing dumb shit. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want to be doing that stuff. Like, I want to be a better person.
No, Anna, I'm not talking about getting his girl back. That's where the angle you are coming from. But I'm just talking about as a dude. Dude, you just need to, honest to God, dry your shit up.
Stop being a bitch.
Stop
smoking weed. Stop drinking. And it can't be like, you know, it's a Friday and I can smoke. No, fuck that. You need to stop for a while.
Get a job.
Just fucking clean up, get a job, and then, you know, then maybe, hey, you know, the weekends and some nights and stuff, that's fine, but
yeah, I mean,
you got to cut it out totally.
Yeah, like it's like Blitz, I mean, you're kind of a bitch. You're kind of a soft little bitch, and everybody's handed things your way and fucking coddled you, and now life is really, really smacking you hard in the face.
Yeah, you can do it. It's not that hard. Just, you know.
I mean, literally.
Just, you just got to do it, though.
You're an able-bodied man.
Wow.
You're an able-bodied man.
One-eyed man.
And that you can go get, you could go, listen, buddy, you could go
Thanks
make.
For reminding me.
you could go make 15 to 17 bucks an hour doing about anything right now. And that even includes fucking working at McDonald's if you had to.
And the weed isn't helping.
Yes, I know.
And so you go get a job, okay? And you're able to pay your rent and a little bit extra. And you keep, maybe you got to get, you know what? Maybe you got to get two jobs. Maybe you got to get two fucking jobs.
I know, I'm
thinking
that's
what's gonna
happen.
But it starts with not being a lazy fucking piece of shit bitch. It starts with being a man. Being a fucking man.
Or an
man.
Adult, actually.
Yeah, like being a, well, when I say man, I mean like being a being a man, a guy's guy, an alpha, and taking fucking some responsibility. Listen, look at the stupid shit I've done in my life, and I've not ever said that I didn't deserve any of it. I've, you know, like the Hogan sex tape. Hey, motherfucker, I'm not completely innocent on that deal. I had a hand in it, and trust me.
I don't even know how you did I mean, honestly, I don't even know how you did it. Like, I don't know how you went to work while that shit was going on.
10 years.
Like,
I've been fighting it for 10 fucking years. Why others continue to reap huge benefits from it, I continue to get fucked. But that's an ongoing broken record. You guys are tired of hearing that bullshit. But what I did do is I fucking, you know, looked myself, you know, after I didn't kill myself, I said, I got to get my shit together. I got to rent a place. I can't live here. I got to work harder. I got to do nighttime shows. I got to build an audience. I got to work on my YouTube. I got to work on my Facebook. I got to start building a digital presence. I got to start getting my head and my arms wrapped around the content that I already own. And I got to assemble a good group of people that get along and that we can put on. First and foremost, I need to find some people that can gel with me to put together a good program, because that's the fuel that feeds the fire, is me having a good program. And me doing a good show with some good people is where my fixing started. And we've gotten very lucky, and we're doing really well right now. And we're so fortunate and so humbled by all the great Bubba Army out there that keeps us going. You know, because if it wasn't for, we're unlike any other radio show there is. We're truly nearly almost all funded by the listeners.
Mm-hmm. And God bless them.
And it's unlike most radio guys can't even fucking rap. Anna says over at Cox, it's a joke. They don't even believe it. They don't even believe it. They think that I got some huge settlement, or that Hogan paid me off, or that the Diacos pay for it, or that Tom Bean. They don't even think that like Big Red and Creatine Travis are real people, or Fildo or Bubba Light or any of these motherfuckers. Wiz, any of these motherfuckers. But buddy, what do you like to do? If you had your pick of work, what would it be?
Well, I mean, I was driving for a living, so that's
but
I love to drive, but here, and that was part of the problem with my eye being weird, and so I'm gonna
be drunk.
Drunk
and high.
Well, I wasn't drinking while I was working, but I mean,
motherfucker, you said you blew fucking.
Yeah,
that's
why they fired you.
But see, I didn't go for the test that day. Like, I went.
Whatever. Don't get us on somatics, motherfucker.
All right, Decap 2.0.
I was not. I was under that. Just, they have no tolerance. So, like, even having any alcohol in your system was a fail. So.
Listen, get a fucking job. Clean this. I sound like your dad. Get a job. Clean your shit. Clean yourself up.
I feel so bad that I called them.
No. You shouldn't feel bad, buddy, because hold on. Shut the fuck up. Hear me out. You should call us, because you know what? When other people won't fucking listen to you and you don't know who to talk to, the one constant that you've had for a long time is this show. And this show is your friend, and we will always fucking take your phone call. Mm-hmm. That's the one thing that people like about it, is the show is like a family. Deep down, we make fun of all of you. Like, we fuck with each other, but when deep down one of us is hurting, we're there for you.
Yep.
And we're a person that you can call, and we can give you the fucking truth. And it may not be what you want to hear, but if you listen, you got a chance. You don't have a bunch of friends that'll take your fucking pathetic phone call right now, but we will.
I promise you, that's not why I said I regret calling. I just regret calling just because, like I said, I know you want to go home.
No. Shut the fuck up. Don't worry about me. You need to worry. I'll go home when I want to go home. Stop being a martyr. Stop being a fucking bitch.
It's not about Bubba.
It's not about me. It's about you getting better. It's about you being here tomorrow. It's about you 6 months from now calling me back, laughing at this fucking phone call, saying, I got a job. I got my shit together. And Bubba, thank you for giving me a swift kick in the ass. That's what it's all about. And it starts and stops actually, right the fuck now. There's no fucking excuses that you can't fix it. If you fucking cut your leg off yesterday, I could say we have some fucking issue. You're an able-bodied man that just likes to make a bunch of fucking ass excuses. Get your shit together.
You need to listen to Jordan Peterson, sir.
Need to listen to all fucking day, Bubba Clem is what he needs to listen to.
No, but here's the problem with that is you're talking to someone, no offense, sir, I'm just going to say some maybe things that might be insulting, but you know, you're talking with someone who's kind of like being a loser right now, right? And as soon as he does something and, you know, say he doesn't smoke weed for 4 days and then on the fifth day he does smoke weed, he's going to feel bad and he's going to, you know, unravel and kind of relapse back to what he was doing before. You need to have small, tiny steps that you're taking every day.
First
little
one's
baby
getting
steps,
a fucking job.
Little baby steps that you can step over the bar very easily, and that's how you gain momentum. Not saying, oh, tomorrow I'm going to get a job, and I'm going to apply here, and I'm going to do all this, and I'm going to stop drinking and stop smoking, because you're not going to accomplish that.
You can listen to some bitch that's never really been on hard times, or you can listen to me that was really on some fucking hard times. Really, I'm not trying to face you right now, but I mean,
I'm not just pulling this out of my ass. This is like science. This is Jordan Peterson talking about 15 years of clinical research.
I'm talking man shit. You're talking bitch shit. Some little
bullshit.
Snowflake saying, oh, you know what? I had one little accomplishment today.
Okay.
No, motherfucker.
There was one thing she said that she was completely correct on, and that was the whole that, you know, once a woman loses, you know, once they're done with you, they're fucking usually done.
I ain't talking about your fucking girl situation.
Yeah, forget about women.
I'm not either. I was just saying the one thing she was correct about.
Go to men.
Yeah.
No, listen.
Blitz. Wait.
Go.
No,
get
Blitz. Actually, I appreciate Blitz shooting me fucking straight. And you know what? And he's right. I need to completely stop, not just go stop.
That's not what he just said, but okay. Right.
You have to stop.
You got to clean your shit up. You got to be sober. You got to get a job. And that's what, those are the two things that you got to start with. And then quit feeling sorry for yourself. And after you get a job and you're doing okay in it and you've been clean for a few months, then now we can, now that's some fucking hurdles. Those are some accomplishments that will build into something else. Then maybe you can get some bitch to go out with you.
That's way down the line.
Yeah, but still, it starts with getting a job and cleaning up. And you can do that. Or you can fucking sit here and be soft on women.
Why don't you focus on being someone that you would want to date?
You should. Yeah, that's true. But
think about all the qualities you like in someone, go be that person.
So the whole time I pretty much, like the first couple months I wasn't with my wife, I cleaned up and was paying attention and was doing shit. And I would be like letting her know, hey, I'm trying to be responsible. I'm like not, you know, and I know that sounds, all right, it sounds pathetic to somebody who it's easy for, but.
Buddy, that wife shit,
yeah,
has, that ship has sailed. Okay.
No, I know, but I'm just trying to say, so I was focusing on women like after that. So at a certain point, like I was just about women. And
who,
I was like,
who are you
literally
fucking?
I wasn't even living at home. Like I was like living in a movie. Like I was living here. I was living there.
And you were cheating on her. Who were you cheating on her with? That's what I want to know.
Some crackhead bitches.
Right.
All right. Well, you guys, you know what? Have a great day.
No, listen,
I love
buddy.
You guys.
Listen. Don't just fucking get, now you're giving up on us. Don't fucking bitch us out. We're not trying to be a bitch like you are.
I'm actually watching Lummy rub his head like he's got the biggest headache in his fucking world.
No, that's Blitz rubbing his head. You're giving everybody
Lummy.
No,
I was just watching him.
Because right, he just listen. Fucking is not listening and making fucking
gotta,
excuses
like,
the whole
yeah,
time.
Yeah, like stop making excuses.
You keep going back to your fucking ex-wife. Like she's done. She changed her number. Move the fuck on.
Get a job. Clean yourself up. And you know what? Call me in a month. How about the first week of December, you call me and give me a status report.
Sir, if you stay clean for 1 month, we'll send Lummy up there to suck you off.
What?
Whoa.
I'm not.
I already had, you want to hear
Lummy's
my crazy.
Lummy's already done that?
My crazy dreams. No, my crazy dream that I had is like if things really go bad, I'm going to come down there and I'm going to try to like hang out by you guys and try to work for you.
No, we're highly suggesting that not to happen.
We hope things work out great for you, sir.
Yeah. But listen, how about this?
I'm going to work at the 7-Eleven and I'm going to, you know, sneak Lummy a free Red Bull or two.
Oh yeah. You're going to get a new job and steal from
this one from wanting me to help you to want me to file a restraining order on you.
Yeah. But we're going to change our number.
Now listen, buddy, what are we going to call you? What are we going to call you? Just what you're like,
Schomburg, Steve.
Oh, I know you guys are going to say that. 708, with my 708 fucking bullshit.
What's your accent?
No, my name is Jeremy. Yeah.
We'll just call you Schomburg, Steve. Okay, that's what
this has been a deal too. You guys always make fun of my voice when I call.
And I used to live in Schomburg Westmont, actually, off of Cass Avenue. You know where that's at?
Of course they do.
Yeah. So anyway, listen. In 1 month, Schomburg Steve, why don't you call me and we can compare notes to where you are then then to where you are now and see if we have, you know, some positive forward movement. I hope that I don't get you in a month and you're like, yeah, I'm still fucking feeling sorry for myself.
Can't happen because I will literally be on the fucking streets if that's still happening.
I mean, so what's stopping you from going online and going to get a, I mean, you could literally, you have a car that, you know, I think, unless you hit that one thing in the middle, but anyway, you got a car.
No, I didn't damage the car, actually.
You have the ability, to show up for work. You have reliable transportation. There's everybody in the world's looking for help. Even driving, whether you're Uber or like whatever, I don't know. You can find something. You should have a job by Friday, by tomorrow. You should start work Monday. You could find a job and start working Monday if you really wanted to. Or you can sit in the house, jack off all day, stay high, and feel sorry for yourself.
I mean, that does sound kind of fun, too. Yeah.
Do you have a camera here?
No. So listen, Schomburg, Steve, I'm not trying to let you go, but my patience is wearing thin. I don't want you to hurt yourself. I want you to know that this is the one show, the one set of people that do care about you. We are the one constant friend, even though we never have met. We talk daily.
We have met. No, we've met before.
All right, we've met. I don't remember you, but we've met.
No, I look, it's not like we've met, but like we've met like at places and shit and, you know.
Bubba Paloozas and things like that.
No, I actually was a caller there for a while, and I was like, I had a channel on YouTube, and we're not going to talk about that.
Okay, buddy, fine. You keep throwing me curveballs. Listen, Schomburg, Steve, get your shit together. Try to do some things I told you or suggested to you, and see if you can de-bitch yourself. And in 1 month, I have you on my phone. Things are a lot better. You're sober. You're at least 30 days clean. And you got a job. Can we start with that? 30 days clean,
yes, sir.
30 days clean, and I got a job. That would be, even by Anna's negative standards, very much some great accomplishments. Were they not, Anna? Mm-hmm. If you were 30 days clean, and I got a job.
Yep.
That is some very positive news, Schomburg.
Wolf Fencing, $50, super chat.
So, yeah. Schomburg Steve?
Hey, look, dude, at least you didn't get fucking stabbed in the arm like some people.
Yeah, and a speaker thrown on him and a gun pulled to
so,
the temple.
Schomburg Steve, you'd be surprised. The more you get your shit together, you know, you might have a chance with the ex. Maybe. But it's not going to be under these conditions on how you're acting now. She wants a man. She doesn't want some fucking snowflaked out, woke, soft pussy. Yeah.
Fuck that bitch. You do this shit for yourself.
Yeah.
Get somebody else. Get someone better.
Fuck that bitch. Do this shit for yourself. Get somebody better.
Yeah.
You should write those three lines in your kitchen right now. Mm-hmm. Fuck that bitch. Do this for yourself. Find somebody better.
Yep.
Hello.
Got it, Steve?
Hi. Yes.
What's your three lines you're supposed to remember?
Fuck that. No. I almost don't. You know what? I wasn't paying attention that much. I know he said fuck
what
that bitch.
What the fuck? You called for advice. Fuck that bitch. I'm doing this for myself.
I'm doing this for myself.
I'll find another.
Fuck this bitch. I'm doing it for myself. I'll find another.
Perfect.
Fuck this bitch.
Find someone
I'm doing it myself. I'll find another.
Or I'll find somebody better. It's actually
find
better.
Find someone better, yeah.
Better.
Yeah, somebody wants to give you head and suck your nuts and all the cool stuff. Yeah.
Not suck your best friend's nuts.
Yeah exactly. Not suck your best friend's. Well, let's get easy on that.
Sorry.
Yeah, love me.
I'm in my office.
Oh,
brother.
So anyway, listen, Schomburg, Steve. 30 days. Call me back. I'd love to have some.
And that doesn't
great
mean
news.
It's okay to drink. It's a Saturday.
No.
Yeah, 30 days clean.
It's gonna be tough. It's gonna be like Ray Charles going through the fucking detox. It's gonna be tough for you, kid.
I know it's good. I stopped drinking like many times, and then I was leaning on the weed.
But no weed.
You gotta get
then,
off the weed
know,
too, man.
No weed.
Yeah, I know.
Get
but
addicted
I mean,
to
I was
exercise.
I was literally drinking so much that I was thinking that like if I didn't smoke, that like yeah, I was not going to be able to handle it.
Yeah.
So
well, listen, we got you. You know what I've prescribed. Let's see if you can do it for me. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, Steve.
I'm gonna do it.
Thank you, buddy. Good luck to you.
Love you guys.
Love you too.
Bye.
Good luck, dude.
Really, good for luck. Real. Like for real.
And,
good luck, buddy.
And it, you know, it's easy.
No, it's not.
No, like, but when
the
you
formula.
When you're going through it, it's fucking hard as shit. And when you're done with it, you're like, that was actually not too bad.
Right, and just jack off a lot.
Yeah,
look at porn.
Fucking stop.
Like, listen, work, jack off,
just not at work.
Work, jack off, go to bed, eat, work, go to the gym, jack off.
Yeah,
just jack off a lot.
Yeah.
If you jack off a lot, then it takes a lot of energy away from you too.
Exercise.
Or jack off.
Yeah.
Start
I mean, Blitz, if you were to give, like, you know, he's all gummed up, so he needs to jack off before he starts exercising.
I actually disagree.
Okay, exercise, then jack off?
Sure.
Okay.
The first thing is stop fucking drinking and stop smoking. Look, I'm all about people getting drunk. I don't care. And, like, I love weed. But, like, you know, when you need to get shit done and stuff, like, stop fucking smoking.
Right. Stop smoking, stop drinking, get a job, exercise, and jack off. Right?
Stay focused. Yeah.
That's the five things.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Stop smoking, stop drinking, get a job, exercise, jack off. You do those five things consistently for the next 30 days, Scuba Steve, whatever the fuck your name is. We're going to have us a different man in 30 days. Mm-hmm. Hello.
Then he can treat himself to a drink and relapse.
Mm-hmm. Maybe at least treat himself one of those Schomburg crackheads or something like that.
Yeah.
Hello.
Baba.
Yeah.
What's going on today? Hey, I had to talk my own self off the ledge after listening to that last caller, but look, here's the deal. High Spot Willie. Last year, May of last year, I haven't been able to call or be a part of your show here for quite a long time, but last year I was nearly killed in a commercial vehicle wreck.
Oh my God.
And I just got back to work here about 3 weeks ago. But I wore my Bubba Army hoodie every day for every surgery, every physical therapy appointment. Matter of fact, that hoodie was the hoodie that Tuttle tried to steal, that 5X yellow hoodie he tried to walk out of the studio with, and I called in live on the air and bought it. You wouldn't let me pay $50 for it, but I still bought it anyway. I wore that hoodie every day. And the only reason why I wanted to call was after all that doom and gloom, I wanted to call and say thank you. Because of you guys and what you do every day, you guys were my four-hour escape from reality.
Aww.
Your show means more to some than you know. And thank you. Thank you for what you guys do. Thank you. I will be Bubba Army for life. I've been Bubba Army a long time. Up here in Ohio, and I will be Bubba Army for life. And I love you guys, and I just wanted to say thank you.
Aww, thank you, buddy.
That's amazing.
We really appreciate
I love
it,
hearing that.
Thank you, buddy. Seriously.
Thank you.
Have a good one. Be careful.
Woo!
That's the Bubba Army, man.
Yep.
In itself, we have just such a hardcore group of great people. And, like, you know, I was talking to one of the, like, royalty of Bubba Army, you know, like the inner sanctity of, like, there's different layers of Bubba Army. Like, there's a guy right now in California that's driving his truck or whatever. He's never called in.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have a fancy name on Twitch. We don't even know him.
Man, he's, fuck that guy then.
No.
Oh, wait,
no,
wait, what?
No,
no, but he's like he watches our videos.
He's a subscriber.
Maybe he's not even a subscriber, but you know what? He watches our videos. Let me finish my thought, please. Thank you. There's a guy or a woman that listens to us casually, mm-hmm. maybe on 98 Rock or Fort Walton Beach, and they like the show. That's Bubba Army. Then there's the Iggy's and the Creatine Travis's and the Big
P-1s.
Reds and the inner circle, you know. And then there's different layers of then there's people that are Bubba Army that are part of the show. And then again, then you have some people that have never called in, have never sent us a dollar, but are still hardcore Bubba Army, and they appreciate what we do. And we need those people just as much as we need the Big Reds, the Iggy's, the Wizzy's, the Creatines, and everybody else. It's like unlike any dynamic that you can, most radio people can't wrap their head around it. They really can't. Hello.
Hey, Bubba, this is Gary in Virginia. I wanted to share a thank you as well after hearing that last caller. I'm the guy that does the video stuff with Lummy and Rhett.
Yeah,
and
Gary Cantrell.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
So what
and by the way, thank
was,
you for all of that,
yes,
Gary. We need about five more of you, but thank you.
Well, no, I want to say thank you because all this started this year has been absolutely a fucking train wreck for me. My wife and I had a failed adoption. My dad nearly died twice. And helping you guys and listening to your show has actually helped me. So I just want to say thank you. Seriously.
Well, thank you for letting us be, you know what? Thank you for letting us be your therapy, because I think we are people's. I do think to some extent the show is therapeutic to some. I do.
100%.
And again, thank you, Gary, for all you do. And your videos are amazing. And please keep doing what you're doing because you're killing it, my friend. Thank you.
I got a lot more, man. But that's, I want to make it quick. I just want to say thank you, guys, and thanks for the great content today.
All right, buddy. Thank you, Gary. Thank you for the good shit. I gotta go. I mean, this therapy session I have going on here.
You need therapy.
I need therapy. At least need a hand job. Oh, what a great show.
Mm-hmm.
Lummy, you good? You gonna start doing some shit?
I'm gonna be start doing some shit.
Are you gonna do lawn work?
Yeah.
In a tank top?
No,
that's tomorrow.